So good to see you all in the house of the Lord tonight. And I believe that I've got a word from the Lord, and I believe that the Lord will speak to us tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is, our Lord is Lord, our God is God. He's more than wonderful, the song says, is more than precious, our Lord Jesus. Holy is the Lord. Would you like to open your Bibles, please, to Ezekiel chapter 47? Ezekiel 47, I'm going to read from the verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, "And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, of the waters where to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters where to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in the river that could not be passed." One translation says that when it says there are 1,000, it says 1,750 feet. So Ezekiel went through the river for 1,700 feet there. For the first time, he went and the water was up to his knees. And then he went 1,750 feet to the loins. And then after that, he just could swim. And that speaks to me about the river of God. That speaks to me about the power in the river of God when Ezekiel went through there. Hallelujah. Let's stand. We're going to pray tonight together in the name of Jesus. We stand and we just pray. Hallelujah. Precious Lord, as I read tonight the word of God, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you have the way. I pray, Lord God, that you give us, Lord Jesus, spiritual ears, Lord God, that we might know the will of God. Speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus. Speak to our souls, Lord. Lord, illuminate our minds, Lord Jesus. We want to know more about you. We want to do your will, Lord God. We want to have a deeper experience with you, Lord Jesus. We want to touch the hem of your garment, Lord God, tonight. We want to touch your throne tonight, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord, we are needful people, Lord Jesus. Almighty God, just touch everyone, Lord God. I pray tonight, Lord, according to the needs, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, Lord, that what you've done in our lives, Lord Jesus. I pray in the name which is above every name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you touch everyone, Lord God, tonight in this place, Lord. Almighty God, oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh God, we depend upon you, Lord God. Father, touch us, Lord. We want to be touched by you, Lord Jesus. We want to be cuddled by you, Lord God. God Almighty, have the way, I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just stand to your neighbor and tell him, our God is God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In the year of 1763, in Jackson, Mississippi, was a city which was very, very prosperous city, very powerful city. They used to call it the Little Gulf, French people, French settlers, they went there and they occupied the city and they'll call it the little Gulf. And a man by the name of Thomas Calvin, after a little while, he bought that city. He had plenty of money to buy that city. He bought that city. And he named it, that city, he named it Rodney, Mississippi. Rodney was a friend of his. He was a mentor of man that he was looking up to him. And because he loved him so much, he wanted the name that city after his name, Rodney, Mississippi. And by the 1800s, that city, it was prosperous. The boats that would come in, they would unload the produce, and they would unload everything in that city. It was so prosperous. People, they were there. They were going there to live there by the thousands. Even in the 1800s, early 1800s, they had hotels there. They had beautiful houses. They had beautiful apartments there. The city was a triumph city. It was prosperous. It was something more than beautiful was that city. It was so good, that city. That so powerful city. And then it was going on for quite a while, it was going, that city. And after a little while, something happened to that city. Something happened to it. The water wasn't flowing anymore. That river Mississippi wasn't flowing anymore. People started to go. The boats, they would not come anymore there. The river, it was diverted for about 3 miles away from the city. And it was just devastated, to the city. The people started to leave. There was nothing left there. And if you go to visit the city today, you can look it up in a computer. You can look it up there. You can see what's happening there. You can look it up, and it's nothing left there. Just some shell houses there. It's a little Presbyterian church. It's caved in. There's no people live there anymore. It's just one street going in and another street going out. Just something happened. Something happened to that city. Why it happened? Why did it happen to that city? Why was that problem there? It's because the river, it wasn't flowing anymore through the city, and they lost everything. And if the river of God, says of God, if the river, it doesn't flow in our lives, if it doesn't flow in our houses, it doesn't flow in our bodies, it doesn't flow through our lives, we will die. You die. If the river doesn't flow, you will die. If the river doesn't flow in your life, you will die. If the river doesn't flow in your house, you will die. And God said in John 7:37, it says that in the last days, that Jesus said, if anybody that is thirst to come unto me, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And tonight I'm speaking to you about the living waters, hallelujah. I'm speaking to you about the flowing water. I'm speaking to you about the waters of heaven above, hallelujah. I'm speaking to you the river of God, hallelujah. I'm speaking to you about those beautiful waters of God, the crystal clear waters of God. What God wants us to do, to drink from the waters, what God wants us to do, to swim in those waters. We don't want you just to paddle into the river. He doesn't want us, the water, to be upon the knees, but we want to swim into the waters of God. Hallelujah. Oh, if we ever leave that river, river of God, we would die. And I pray tonight that none of us will leave that river. I pray tonight that none of us will leave that river of God. Because if we leave the river of God, we would die. We would die spiritually. We would die without God. We would die without God and without spiritual. We would die spiritually. And I pray, saints of God, tonight, that don't ever leave the river of God. Don't ever leave the power of God. Don't ever leave the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of God is something that's going to take us to heaven. Hallelujah to God. He wants us to drink out of the river. He wants us to be in the river of God. God wants us to be, to live in the river of God. Hallelujah to Jesus, to the Almighty, to the Omnipotent, to the Omniscient, and to all the Omnipresent God. Oh, precious Jesus, help us, Lord, to live in the mirror, in the river. Help us, Lord, Jesus Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, we just want to live in your presence, Lord God. We want to be, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to live in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of the Spirit of God, hallelujah. Even Moses cried unto the Lord and said, Lord, I don't want to go without your presence. I don't want to go without your Spirit, Lord. Tonight, we just cry out and said, Lord, I want to have your presence with me all the days of my life. I want to have your Spirit, Lord God, walk with me all the days of my life. I don't want to live without the water, Lord Jesus. I want to be in that river, because in that river there is life. There is life more abundantly. Hallelujah. There is life in the river. In the river of God, there is life. The river of God, there is joy. The river of God, there is salvation. The river of God, there is abundant life. Hallelujah. If you look in the desert, there is nothing to, nobody lives in the desert. There is no life in the desert. There is no life in the desert. And they can't understand why the water was diverted from Rodney, Mississippi River. They cannot understand why it was diverted. They can't understand why. What did this happen? Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 5, it says, let's go to Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. Praise the Lord, precious Jesus, precious Jesus. For they that after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, the river of God, in the river of God, when you walk into the river, if you come across a temptation, if you come across something that is not of God, because you're in the river is going to wash you. The river is going to touch you. The water is going to wash you. Hallelujah. But if you're off the river, then you are on the road to destruction. You're on the road to the dead end. You're on the road to destruction. We don't want to be on the road to destruction, saints of God, tonight. Hallelujah. For they that after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. We don't want to mind the things of the flesh. I don't want to be a fleshly person. I don't want to be the fleshy person. I don't want to mind the things of the flesh. I don't want, Lord, to mind the things of the flesh. I want to mind the things of the Spirit. I want to have the Spirit of God in me. I want to have the presence of God in me. I want to have the water of God, the waters of God with me. Hallelujah. And if we have the presence of God with us, saints of God, and if we have the Spirit of God, amen, when the temptation will come, amen, the temptation will not touch us. Hallelujah. Amen. What God wants us to be in the river of God. Stay in the river of Jesus. Stay in the river of God. Don't leave the rivers of God. Don't leave the power of God. Don't leave the presence of God. Hallelujah. Because we want to be in the rivers of God. We want to be we want to be connected with Jesus Christ, that precious Lord. We want to be connected with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can be I can be a great husband. I can be a great father. I can be a great brother. I can be a great this, that. And that's okay. But God, what God wants us to be, and you can be a great wife, you can be a great sister, and you can be a great whatever you want to call yourself, you know, on this earth. But God wants us to be great Christians. Christian first, hallelujah. We want to be more Christian, hallelujah, to Jesus. We want to be Christian more, and the other things that are coming in line, hallelujah. Let us be Christian first. Let us be in the river of God. Let us be in the power of God. Let us mind the things of the Spirit and not the things of the flesh, hallelujah. If we are fleshly people, we die. But if we are mindful people in the Spirit, if we have the Spirit of God in us, we live in His life more than abundantly. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus, help us, Lord. Because we live, saints of God, in the last days. And we need to have the Spirit of God. We need to have it in our lives. We need to be full with the Spirit and the power from above high. Because we're coming to the last days. We're going to be tempted. It's going to be very, very hard for the Christians to live upon the face of the earth. That's why we need the Spirit of God. That's why we need the power of God. That's why we need to be in the river of God Almighty. Romans chapter 8 and verse 12 and 13, it says, therefore, brethren, ye are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. You want to be led by the Spirit of God. That's why you are here tonight. You want to be led by the Spirit of God. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. I don't want to be led by the flesh. I don't want to be led by the body. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You know, when we have funerals and when we have a loved one die, you know, the minister will say, here is just a body here. The spirit, a soul, has left. We are living in the body. We are spirit, and we're living in the body, and we have the spirit and the soul living in this body and living in your body too, because your body is going to go down to earth, but the spirit in you is going to live forever. Hallelujah. That's why what God wants us to be, He wants us to be spiritual people, that we live after the spirit and not after the flesh. Hallelujah to my Jesus, to my precious Lord. Can you say amen to that? Can you say hallelujah to Jesus? Praise God, praise God. Worthy is the Lord. We need the Spirit. We need to be in the power of the Lord. We need to be in the fire of God. We need to be, hallelujah. Hallelujah, precious Lord. And then the people were asking, years later, it took about 100 years, maybe more than 100 years, for the Rodney River to be diverted 3 miles away from the city. And then the people asking, what's happened? Why was diverted? And then the mechanics and then the people went there to find out. And they went there and they find out there were some debris. It was accumulate year for year, debris, and they stopped the flow of the river. It didn't take them overnight. It took him years, took him probably 100 years for that debris to go there, to the Mississippi River to go there, and the debris was accumulated, year after year after year after year after year after year. And then the river was diverted. Gone. There was no life anymore. That's why, saints of God, the devil, he's going to try it year after year, year after year, year after year to take us away from the river of God. He wants to take us away from the river of God. But our God is great. Our God is more powerful. Hallelujah. And when you make up your mind, no devil, nothing can penetrate your mind and your thoughts. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you can stay in the river. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what's coming against you, what's coming against me, and what comes against anybody. Hallelujah. God, he will stand up and stand up for his people. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God, he will fight for you. God will fight for us. Hallelujah to Jesus. It took debris. It took unclean things to build up in that area there. And it just went. The waters just went away. There is some water there now. But it's just polluted water. No, there's no good. You no life there. If a bird's going to drink that water, it would die. They're just poisonous. There's nothing there. But stay in the river, saints of God. Stay in the river, hallelujah to Jesus. Stay in that river. Because in that river of God, there is life. There is life. There is life in the river. Another instance that happened in how many people know about Yosemite? It's in California. There's a very famous forest there. They call it Yosemite. I live in the United States for 4 months, and my uncle used to live there. And one time I went with my wife Sue there. They took us up there to the Yosemite, and I saw Yosemite there. Years ago, they used to collect all the fallen trees in the place of Yosemite. They used to collect all the fallen trees and then they used to bring them with the bulldozers close to the edge there, and they used to put kerosene on it, and then the people were standing far off, and then they would say, "Let the fire roll." They were shouting, all the people, they were shouting, "Let the fire roll." And then they put a match to the kerosene in the trees, and then the bulldozers, they would just push them over the cliff there. And then you see it was a great, spectacular fire. It was rolling from the mountain down to the valley there. It was just something spectacular happened there. It was a man there that happened to be at that place there. And then he went away, and then he went back again about 5-10 years later. And he saw the ranger there, and he said, when the fire is going to fall again, when are we going to do that again? What's going to happen? Is it very near there? And the ranger said to him, says, "We don't do that anymore. We don't do that anymore. The fire has gone. We don't do that anymore." This is the wonderful church that we are here. This is the best church in Australia. This is a wonderful church. Nobody can beat this church here in Australia. This is a wonderful church because I've been in church for more than 35 years. I've been to all the churches around Australia, and this is one of the best churches in Australia. And we need to love this church. We need to love our pastor. We need to love the people, because this is one of the best churches. Hallelujah. It's because the Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, with the Spirit of the Lord, the power of God is here. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord. And I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about individual. And if individual, if you lose the fire of God, if you lose the Spirit of God, if you lose, then you are dying. We're dying. We don't want to say, oh, we don't do that anymore. We are not like other churches. We don't do that anymore. We don't do that anymore. We don't speak in tongues anymore. We don't baptize anymore. We don't have the gift of the spirits anymore like other churches. But this church will have all that. Hallelujah. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Almighty God. He is the head of this church. Hallelujah. We believe in miracles. We believe in healings. We believe in the gifts of the spirits. Hallelujah. We believe in the fire from above high. We believe in the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. We believe all that, hallelujah, because this is the church of the living God. This is the church of the Almighty God. And I believe you are in the best church of the living God, saints of God, tonight. Can you give a clap offering tonight to Jesus? I want to break a little bit about the church of God. I want to say something about the church of God. Jesus is here tonight, hallelujah. Praise his name. Oh, my precious people, don't leave the river of God. Stay in the river. Stay in the presence of God. Stay in the power of God. He's the one who's going to take you to heaven. Hallelujah. If you don't have the Spirit of God, pray that you get the Spirit of God. Seek after the Lord. Seek after his presence. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, take the presence with you. Hallelujah. Wherever you go to work, wherever you go, just be conscious of the Lord. Be conscious of the Spirit of the Lord. Just always remember the Lord is with you, but you need to do your part as well. Always remember, Lord, I know you're with me, but I want to feel your presence today. I want to feel the power of the Lord today. I want to feel your love today, Jesus. Oh, just always take it with you. Always pray to the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord tonight, if you don't have the power of the Lord tonight, oh, I pray in the name of Jesus that you receive the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty, so we can all, when Jesus comes to take us up, when Jesus takes us up to heaven, hallelujah, we need the Spirit of God. We need that river of God to flow in us. We need the presence of the Lord, hallelujah. If it's good enough for Paul, it's good enough for us. If it's good enough for Peter, it's good enough for us, hallelujah. If it's good enough for Moses, it's good enough for us, hallelujah. We need the presence of the Lord. We need the fire of God. We need Jesus the Almighty. We need the Almighty God in us, in our souls. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand tonight and we're going to pray together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious Lord. Precious Lord. Precious Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not happy. I'm not happy to be half full. I'm not happy not to have the Spirit. I want my life to be full with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost. I want my life to be full with Jesus. I want to think about Jesus 24 hours a day. I want Jesus to be the number one in my life. I want Jesus to be my number one God in my life. Hallelujah. I want the Spirit of God in me. And I know you love Jesus so much. And you want to have the same too. You want to have Jesus, you, the hope of glory, number one in your life. You want the Spirit of God to be number one in your life, to be filled with your Spirit, to be filled with the presence of God, to be filled with the power of God. Hallelujah. 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 If you need a touch from the Lord tonight, just lift your hand and we pray together. I see that hand. I see that. Yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my beautiful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Just we pray together in the name of Jesus. Cry out to the Lord. Jesus, precious Lord, Almighty God. Oh, let that fire roll, oh God. Oh, Jesus, we want to be in your river of God. We want to be in your river, oh God. I don't want to leave the river, Lord Jesus. I don't want to forsake the river. I want to be in your river, my Jesus. I want to be live there, Lord God, in the rest of my days of my life, Lord God. I want to be there, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to be with you, Jesus. I want to be in the presence of the Lord. I want to be there, Lord God, where is the love of God? Where is the power of God? Where is the strength of God? Where is joy, Jesus? I want to be with you, my Jesus. I want to be with you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. 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 I want to be with you, my Lord. Let me be in your rivers of God. Let me be in your river, oh God. Hallelujah. Let me be with you, Jesus. Let me be with you, Lord. Oh, touch us, Father, tonight. Touch everyone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, Lord God, in your precious name, Lord God, that you touch everyone, Lord God, tonight. Jesus, Almighty God, Jesus. Precious Lord, Almighty, Omnipotent, Omniscient, Omnipresent God. Jesus, Shakala Mohoya. Hallelujah. Take your hands off your pocket and lift your hands up in your air and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Yeshua HaMashiach Adonai Elohim Alamachaya. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord. I want to be the river of God. I want to be in the presence of God. I want to be in the power of God. I don't want to leave the river, oh Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, connect me. Connect me with your river, oh God. Connect me, Lord. Connect me, Lord. Connect me, Jesus. Connect me, Lord. I want to be in your river, Lord Jesus. I want to be in the power of God. I want to be in the strength of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.